Supposed to be partly cloudy today, a chance for some showers and maybe scattered thunderstorms, and a high getting close to the mid-80s. The possibility that Kenosha and Racine counties are in play for a multi-billion-dollar electronics plant has gained some traction in the day since President Trump made reference to the governor getting a very happy surprise very soon. First circulated by the Milwaukee Business Journal, then expanded by WRJN News, based on a closed-door meeting of the Racine County Board Tuesday evening, the Taiwanese company Foxconn, a huge maker of cell phones and other electronic gear, is said to be looking for about a 1,000-acre site based on a request for a proposal that was circulated in the Pleasant Prairie area about a month ago. The county board's rare closed-door committee of the whole session Tuesday, the investment of public funds regarding competitive multi-site economic development opportunities. That was on the agenda. Joining in that discussion, Racine County Economic Development Corporation Director Jenny Trick and Mount Pleasant Village Board President Dave DeGroot, the latter also having greeted President Trump at Mitchell International Airport. Officially, nobody is saying anything. The Academies of Racine started last fall by Racine Unified, trying to provide high school students opportunities to explore careers, experience hands-on learning, and get ready for their futures. Part of the model had Park High School Tech Ed students building a tiny home that they wanted to donate to Veterans Outreach Wisconsin. That's what happened yesterday. Students, Park staff, and Superintendent Lolly Haas looking on, giving that home to VOW Representative Jeff Gustin. One of the many students, Gilberto Lopez, who will be a junior next year, was one of those who was involved in the entire project.
I met quite a few people doing this, like, learned new stuff. Like, it was good doing this, giving back.
Superintendent Lolly Haas said this project a prime example of the vision of the academies.
Where students are in courses that are of a career interest to them, possibly in their future, and where they're learning skills that are relevant and real and authentic and contributing back to the community and doing it in partnership with some organization in the community, so that we're all in it together and our students are benefiting for their futures.
The tiny home to be one of 15 at a facility being built for homeless veterans in the community. It's being called a random act of violence by someone with no connection to the Pleasant Prairie Senior Center, where 33-year-old Brian Palmer allegedly attacked a woman in an elevator as she was going to visit her mother. Bond is $100,000 for the Pleasant Prairie man whom police say broke a glass door to gain entry. The 54-year-old victim says she was assaulted just as soon as the doors to the elevator closed. The issue of competency may come up in future court appearances for Palmer. The request of Jean Anderson Brehm to place a bench inside Racine's Harvey Park in memory of her late sister is being supported by the Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services at the family's expense. Brehm explaining they grew up as kids just two houses away from the park.
We always go back there still to this day. There is a memorial there for her friends already at that park. When they were in middle school or something, I guess it was, they passed away. But I just wanted something there for her because that park means a lot to our family.
Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck indicating uniformity important even with park benches in terms of efficiency and cost.
We're looking to approve the thought and have that family work with the Park and Rec staff for location, what style, what we're going to go with, and definitely the maintenance was a key because we do have things that just get turned over to us and we maintain it. It's good to know what your thoughts are.
Brehm telling the panel we're willing to do whatever is needed, noting that her father built that house and her niece still lives there. So family, she said, is always by the park and could maintain that memorial bench. And take note, the Village of Elmwood Park is holding its annual community-wide rummage sale both today and tomorrow. It started at 8 this morning, goes until 4 this afternoon. Same thing for tomorrow. Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says there is the potential for severe weather Saturday afternoon and evening. Total number of public events that are planned, he says the public ought to be very much aware of what's going on with the weather, stay on top of any changing conditions. The National Weather Service has a slight chance for thunderstorms this afternoon, but a better chance of storms tonight. Their potential for severity low, but there's an even greater concern for severe weather coming up tomorrow afternoon and evening.
Ironically, June 17th is the peak day of tornado season on an average in Wisconsin.
Damaging winds and large hail, he said, could be the primary hazards, though areas closer to the Illinois border could get it worse. Members of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative are meeting in Montreal. They reemphasized the increased role of cities in the fight against climate change, this in the wake of the Trump administration backing out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
Although the administration decided against cutting the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative for the rest of the year, outgoing initiative chair Dennis Coderre said they must continue the battle for 2018 and beyond. According to a news release, the mayors will also ask the Canadian government to develop a more comprehensive strategy and framework for Great Lakes and St. Lawrence funding, given the waterways are a shared responsibility. Racine Mayor John Dickert, who will take over as the next president and CEO of the initiative at an as-yet undetermined date, said this is not a time for complacency because ensuring clean and safe water is, quote, our responsibility to our children and future generations. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian, who is attending this week's conference, noted Lake Michigan is important to Kenosha for both drinking water and tourism, and the city is committed to working toward protection and restoration of the lakes and seaway. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The permanent outdoor stage to be created on the grounds of Racine's Festival Hall, thanks to a $100,000 donation by the Rotary Foundation, now carries a total price tag of just over $250,000. At the Public Works Committee meeting, Assistant Commissioner Tom Meek noted some of their projects came up lower than expected on cost. That left some extra money. Civic Center Manager Amanda Gain noting a few of their capital budget item needs this year have changed. That allows the use of some of those dollars, too.
There was a budget of CIP funds for 2017 for a truck. We were able to receive a vehicle from Parks, basically a retired vehicle from Parks. So I believe there was either 20 or 25 of that we'll also put towards this project. We do have some other projects that are looking to come in under bid as well. So I think from my budget alone, we're probably, I can safely say, I have anywhere from 50 to 60 of that.
Alderman Sandy Widener, though, raising concern about using budgeted money for other than items for the intended purpose.
The budget is more than a guide, and we can't over-budget in one area so that we can take money from that area and put it to other use. We had anticipated spending $150,000 on the stage. We're up to $250,000. This is the first change order.
Public Works panel unanimously supporting the change order in the Festival Hall outdoor stage contract with Absolute Construction, sending it on to the Common Council. City of Burlington Police Department, in partnership with the Burlington JC, sponsoring the annual Safety Town program, which is hosted by Waller School and which is on now through June 22nd. The annual program, designed for kids entering kindergarten, teaching them safety topics like stranger danger, how to properly use the 911 system, poisons, bicycle, pedestrian, fire safety, to name just a few, and added this year, railroad and internet safety. Burlington's Town Safety Program has been around now for over 30 years. Racine Park and Rec Office and the Dr. John Bryant Community Center hosting a Juneteenth Day celebration tomorrow from noon till 8 o'clock at the 21st Street location. It's free and open to the public. All kinds of activities along with food and craft and vendors. The opening ceremony going to be taking place in the noon to 3 o'clock hour. Meanwhile, a pre-Juneteenth Day Violence No More adult basketball event taking place at the Bryant Center tonight from 6 to 9 o'clock. Admission $5 for adults. Food to be sold. Special halftime performance will also take place. Sturtevant's Community Development Authority is recommending that the village buy the former U.S. Bank building property at Durand Avenue and Wisconsin Street. No plans for the property, but it does fall within the village's new tax incremental district, designed to improve the area right along Highway 11. DCA Chairman Sean Weiss says he feels that the property is vital in revitalizing that particular corridor.
I think it's a key piece of the development for the village coming in. And I think for us to control it gives us the option to decide what's going to go in there. Otherwise, somebody else comes in and swoops it up, they can put whatever the heck they want in that place, and only the Planning Commission can say yay or nay at that point.
Since the TIF is new, Village Administrator Mary Cole also recommends they apply for an $800,000 loan from the State Trust Fund for proposed projects in the district, even though she said the TIF has not yet generated much revenue.
But if we just take the grand appliance and just our general increase in taxable value for the TIF in that area, I'm competent enough to make sure that we can afford the payments.
The recommendation going to the full village board for approval. Funding was approved by the Racine Council recently on an emergency basis, so the annual youth summer work camp run through Neighborhood Watch is set to begin this Sunday and last through June the 23rd. Almost 350 young adults ages 14 to 19 and their adult leaders are coming to Racine from all over the country, offering to do home repairs and maintenance for some 4 dozen select families in the Uptown area. Neighborhood Watch Director Charlie French pointing out this is the 19th year of the summer work camp, and these young people pay to come do this. Looks like the city of Racine will continue a contract for recycling services with John's Disposal through a 5-year extension. The Public Works and Services Committee, told by Commissioner Mark Yalen, some additional language in the contract will benefit the city in the long run should conditions change.
From time to time, there may be changes in technology in the market. We're looking to give us the flexibility if some other, we had another opportunity down the road, that we, as I said, that we would have changes to the contract termination clause where we would be able to terminate that contract early.
On the inquiry of perhaps a shorter contract term raised by Alderman John Tate, Yellen noted that it's actually a benefit to both the city and the company to go 5 years.
They want to lock our business in for 5 years. It helps them plan for that. Mm. And to be perfectly honest, if nothing changes in the marketplace, I don't see any, and we're getting a pretty good deal from them. Mm-hmm. If nothing changes in the marketplace, then we're able to take advantage of those savings that we'd accrue over the 5 years.
The council next Tuesday expected to approve the committee's recommendation. Business Lending Partners is a division of the Racine County Economic Development Corporation and announcing a full-service nail spa salon business called Nailed It, based on the purchase of 333 Main Street downtown, able to move right across the street from the current location into more space to grow. Renovation, a build-out of the space for the owners who've otherwise been leasing their current site. The Racine Park and Rec Office is going to start the annual Outdoor Movies in the Park series beginning at Solbra Park tonight with The Secret Life of Pets. And in Kenosha, the Movies Under the Stars program will begin at Nash School tonight. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It all begins at dusk. Friends of the Racine Public Library tomorrow starting up the first repair cafe at the downtown site between 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Various volunteer repair experts to be on hand to help make possible fixes to problems at no charge. Items such as lamps, bikes, clothes, and toys. The intent, keeping them out of the landfills in what is today a throwaway society. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.